We're going to do a brief Thanksgiving message podcast for today, not doing a full show. The crew, they want to get see their families, and so do I, and I got to make the green beans, after all. We'll talk about that in a minute. But happy Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for. We have a lot to work on, but I think sometimes we're human doings in this country, not human beings. As we talk to each other, can you visit? Can you sit? Can you talk? Can you watch a game with me? No, I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to work on the furniture. I got to do the cabinet, and I got to work on the garage, and then I got to work on the backyard. I got to work in the shed. So we become human doings. We're governed by what we do, which is important to an extent. You don't want to just sit there and eat pizza and watch cable. I understand that, and lie on the couch and eat Cheetos. I mean, there's more to life. I understand that. But you're seeking fulfillment. But I think sometimes people don't, you know, hanging out, the phrase, it's kind of fun to hang out with your friends sometimes. But some people don't hang because they're busy working on the shed, working on the cabinet. So let's try to be at least one day a year or 2 days a year, be human beings and not human doings, as we're governed by what we do. And we're going to die at some point. I guess it's true. We're all going to die. So what are we going to say in our hospital bed? I got to do a few more emails. I'm going to die, I know, but I got to see if I can make one more phone call. Got to make another call. Got to make what are you going to make an appointment? I remember Seinfeld, one of my heroes, the professional comedian, worked his way up, took him a long time, and he was talking, and some guy named Orny Adams, who was a 32-year-old, 10-year comic, was a kind of manic, wasn't that funny, but he was telling Seinfeld, I feel like I've got friends my age who have lives, and they have wives and businesses, and they work for corporations, and they own boats and big houses in Connecticut, and here I am still doing stand-up. And Seinfeld said, what, did you miss a meeting? What? And Seinfeld said, let me tell you a story. He said, during the 40s, Glenn Miller had the big band, and there was Tommy Dorsey, but the two big bands, and Glenn Miller band was on a plane. They had to ditch the plane in a farm field in Iowa, and it was cold. It was like 20 below zero, and these band members were carrying their instruments, no gloves, shivering. And they walk to this farm field, and they go up to a farmhouse, and they see a fireplace going with his young wife and young husband laughing, and little kids playing at the table games, and they had pumpkin pie, and all this kind of stuff was happening, and they were laughing and singing, and one of the musicians said to his friend, how do people live like that? What is? They were in show business. They were enjoying their lives. A lot of us feel like we have to do the work and do the chore and do the list to take care of whatever responsibilities are for our loved ones, our wives, our husbands, whatever. But we don't ever bother to enjoy our lives. So here's my gift on Thanksgiving. My grandmother, you all had grandmothers, and as a child, going to my grandmother's for Thanksgiving was a wonderful, wonderful thing because she was the best cook. I thought she was the best cook in the world. And she would do these green beans. I'm not talking about green bean casserole. I'm talking green beans, but not the basic plain green beans. She would put in bacon and onions and Worcestershire. Everything with my grandmother was Worcestershire. She thought Worcestershire would give it zip, and it does. There's zip. Gives it a little tangy zip. And she would keep pouring the Worcestershire in there, and she would bring in the bacon and the onions and the Worcestershire and the garlic and the salt and the pepper, a lot of pepper, a lot of hot pepper. And she would cook those green beans for 3 hours. And at the end of it, they were these limp, dark, hot, peppery green beans with bacon and onions. And, oh, it was just, I could not get enough of the green beans. Now, granted, probably not the healthiest because they had all the bacon and the grease and all that, but cooking it for hours and just was, oh, it was delicious. And then the scalloped oysters. She had scalloped oysters. My grandmother you'd get a casserole pan and you'd crunch up the Waverly crackers, the premium crackers, you know, those high class crackers. You'd crunch them up into sawdust.
Oh, yeah.
And you'd put them in the casserole pan and then put slabs of butter in rows up and down. Then you pour in the Worcestershire, because my grandmother would use the Worcestershire sauce, and you'd zip it with Worcestershire. Then you put in salt and pepper and stuff, And then you would line up the rows with oysters, oysters up and down the rows. And you do like five rows of that, right? And you keep putting more crunched up crackers in each row. Each row is, the base is the crunched up sawdust out of the crunched up premium crackers. And then after about five rows at the top, you would pour in the hard cream. And you'd pour hard cream till it came to the top. And then you'd put it in the oven for half an hour at 350. And it would come out piping hot. Scalloped oysters. It's rich, very fattening, but boy. Scalloped oysters. In fact, I may make scalloped oysters and green beans for tomorrow. Who else is going to eat the scalloped oysters? Now, I know George Washington talked about Thanksgiving and Abraham Lincoln, but I looked. It was too heavy for me. I just want to say that hug somebody, you know, reach out and talk to somebody, and you don't have to always get up and do something. You just, you know, have a moment. You know, be alive. Be a human being. And sure, you can clean up and you can cook and you do all the things you got to do, but sometimes we're too busy to talk to each other or even be with each other. And pretty soon the day will come when we're, you know, have one day left and we're not going to say, I've got to run some errands. You know, I tell my son this, and my daughter this too, because Jack Lemmon, who's one of my favorite actors, said on his father's deathbed, the last hour of his life, he looked up at Jack Lemmon and said, spread a little sunshine. And I tell my kids that, and I'll tell you that, because the opposite is a curmudgeon, and somebody's cranky, and somebody's bitter and angry. Nobody wants to be around that person. Nobody's going to pick that person at recess to play kick soccer. You want somebody who's laughing and funny and jovial. That's why the fat guy at the party is always the one drawing the people, because he's telling jokes and he's jovial. I don't know why that is. There could be skinny people like that. All I can say is, on this Thanksgiving and beyond, spread a little sunshine. And we'll see you next week on The Mitch Hanks Show on MadisonTalks.com and Facebook Live. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.